Let's turn now to news about the United Nations. The world body recently selected Michelle Bachelet to be the next human rights chief. Bachelet was, until recently, president of Chile, the first woman in that post. She also was founding director of UN Women, the Women's Rights Office. And she herself was a victim of human rights abuses in her country, having been tortured during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Ariel Dorfman knows Michelle Bachelet well. He was born in Argentina, spent much of his life in Chile, and is now an emeritus professor of literature at Duke University. He told us first about Bachelet's father.
Alberto Bachelet, who was a brigadier general of the Air Force, was loyal to Salvador Allende, the democratically elected president, and as such was in charge of food distribution network so that there wouldn't be shortages of food among the people. And as such, because I was working with the government at that time, I met him on several occasions. And then, of course, I was appalled by the fact that he was then, after the coup against Allende on September 11th, 1973, he was taken to the Aviation Academy and tortured there so severely that in March of 1974, he died of cardiac arrest.
You eventually met Michelle. What was your impression?
I met Michelle Bachelet in 1986. When I presented a book of stories dedicated to the military men who had been loyal to Salvador Allende, and she came to that book presentation. She came with her mother, Angela Heria. That was 1986. I was allowed back in 1983 to Chile and was able to participate then in the resistance from that moment onward inside Chile. I was very impressed with how easygoing she was and how thorough and how dedicated she was, how devoted.
What's the significance of having someone like Michelle Bachelet as head of human rights for the UN, who was herself a victim of human rights abuses?
Well, we're living at a time when human rights abuses across the globe, in just about every country we can think of, have increased remarkably. So I think this is a moment when to have a figure like her, who knows what it's like to be tortured, who knows what it's like to be detained, who's lived for many, many months among people who have been even tortured in worse form than she herself was, and who at the same time is somebody who understands that the perpetrators are also victims in some way, and who can speak, therefore, from her own experience, and her experience both of not forgetting, but of forgiving, and of hoping that there is some atonement in that sense. I think she might be able, at this moment, which is a crucial moment in the history of human rights, she might be able to have a real influence in that sense.
Critics have called Michelle Bachelet hypocritical. They say she cozied up to left-wing rights abusers like Fidel Castro. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say that as a president of Chile, or as a person who is a part of the Chilean resistance, she must have her own ideas about who she will be friends with. For instance, Fidel Castro was a great, great friend of the Chilean resistance. Therefore, that she should be a friend of Fidel Castro is not strange. I think that as the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, she will have to criticize anybody and everywhere where these human rights abuses occur. I think we should give her the benefit of the doubt. My impression is that she will be very just and fair in the way she does this.
Bachelet has generally been pretty warmly received at the UN, with an exception, the U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley. In a statement, she referred to the, quote, failures of the Human Rights Council, unquote. And she said it's incumbent on the Secretary General's choice, Ms. Bachelet, to avoid the failures of the past. What is Bachelet up against here?
Well, I mean, I don't think that anybody from the Trump administration has the right to criticize Michelle Bachelet. The Trump administration has named a torturer or person who was accused of overseeing torture as head of the CIA. The Trump administration has separated children at the border, has illegally done a series of things, has worked against workers' rights. Has, in general, I mean, the president himself has said that he thinks torture works and he'd bring back a lot worse than waterboarding. So I really think that the ambassador of the United Nations should look at her own country instead of criticizing somebody who has a spotless record and who is herself a victim of real violations.
Ariel Dorfman is a human rights activist and writer. He lived for many years in Chile. He's author of Death and the Maiden and Darwin's Ghost. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.